You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. In the studio with me today, I have Terry, the trainer. He is my Twitter friend and one of the most popular trainers here in the city. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. Thanks, JJ.
Man, we are going to talk to the people today about eating healthy, you know, giving us some good tips. Now, people may not know this. Terry, the trainer, and Milton Harris, who is my trainer, and some other folks are part of this crew called Feel Rich.
Feel Rich.
Feel
That's
Rich.
Right. That's what I'm representing.
I'm kind of feeling rich right now. So he actually was kind enough to make me a nutritional plan so that I could get back on track because I've been doing bad. This summertime, cookouts and all that, it's like, oh my God.
It's tempting and you can dive into that, but in moderation.
Just in moderation.
Like when I did the Feel Rich nutrition plan, got with them on putting together what we call clean eating. Yeah. It's all about eating really good about 6 days a week, and you have that one day where you can kind of reward yourself.
Yeah.
That way it's not a quote-unquote cheat meal.
Yeah.
It's more of a leisure meal. It's planned. You're allowing yourself to do that so you don't lock yourself into a nutritional prison. You can eat good and still have a good time. That's
all
what
right.
we're aiming
well,
for.
Well, see, now that makes sense. So that way you don't feel like you're depriving yourself, because there's nothing worse than going to like a cookout and stuff and you see everybody else eating and you're like eating lettuce.
Right.
Because, you know, that could be painful.
Go to a cookout. Go for the grilled chicken breast.
Grilled chicken. Like, it's always there.
Get the shrimp fresh off the grill.
Yeah.
Limit the barbecue sauce a little bit so you don't get full of sodium.
Yeah.
Because the more sauce you take in, the more sodium you got, the more it's going to show up and you're going to bloat in that bikini.
Ooh,
you
that's not
around,
sexy.
Walk around looking chunky at the middle of the cookout, right?
That's not sexy. And I'm glad you said it, too, about the barbecue sauce. Because, listen, people, you're supposed to have barbecue sauce with your meat, not meat with your barbecue sauce.
That's right. Meat is a side dish for
Come
some of you jokers, man.
Right. All right. So my question to you is, like, for some of the people who may live like a busy lifestyle, you know, just always on the run, like Fridays is my worst day when it comes to eating, because I go from work to going to get my nails done, go get my toes done, go get, you know, whatever. And then it's like, dang, I don't have any time. I got to be at the club. So I don't really eat like I need to. What do we do, like, if we need to stop at like a fast food restaurant?
That's real. So to answer that question first, to simplify the idea of how you want to eat, you want to get your clean, unprocessed meats.
Yeah.
You want to get your whole grains, and you want to get those fruits and vegetables in there. As many different colors of fruits and vegetables as possible, because every color represents a different vitamin. You want to get a lot of that in there. Now, when you have to go to fast food places, you want to look at it from the angle of not what can I get away with here? Can I have that cheeseburger I really want? But how close can I get in this place to what I really need?
Right.
Okay, so my top three picks for fast food, I
gave
this some thought.
All right.
Chipotle.
Okay.
Everybody likes Chipotle, right?
Yes.
That's a hot ticket.
Yes.
Okay? If you get the bowl and not the burrito, you're doing away with a bunch of carbs by not getting that tortilla.
Yeah.
Now, with that bowl, you have options. They now do provide brown rice as an option.
Yes.
Get
thank
that
you.
Instead of the white rice. Now you're talking whole grains.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You get the chicken breast,
yeah.
The black beans.
Black
we got
beans.
Lots of protein going on there.
Oh, my stomach's growling.
And then one of my favorite toppings. Mm-hmm. It's guacamole.
Yeah.
You really think about what's in guacamole, it's just a vegetable salad.
It's
avocado,
yeah.
tomato, onions,
yeah.
garlic,
yeah.
cilantro.
Yeah.
Now, at a fast food place, they are going to load that up with salts, and there's going to be more sodium there.
Right.
It's still not prime option, but if you're going to go fast food, that's a good one.
Okay.
Another one I like is Jimmy John's. They got the plain slim sandwiches now. Plain slim doesn't have all the added mayo and cheeses
really?
And junk. It's just the meat, the bread, and a veggie. So what I'll do is I'll get the tuna plain slim on whole grain bread.
Yeah.
A little arugula, you know, to get some veggies in the mix.
Okay. You know, I like Jimmy John's too. Not just because they have JJ on the back, but because they actually have some, you know, their meat tastes fresh to me, like
right.
fresher than other places.
It is pretty
so.
Fresh.
Yeah.
And then the third one I got is Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
They got a char grilled chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go to Chick-fil-A, fight the urge
yeah.
to get the crispy stuff. I know it looks pretty on the promos, and everybody is talking about it all around town. Like it's
yeah.
everybody loves the way they fry their chicken.
Yeah.
But they got some dang good char-grilled chicken, too, and it's 100% real chicken meat.
All right.
A lot of these places are shamming you on the meat, but
yes,
Chick-fil-A is using the real deal.
There's
so.
No mystery meat at Chick-fil-A. You know, there are so many great things, like the salads that you can get at Chick-fil-A. Like, you know, I always substitute my fries for the salad because I, even though, I would love to have fries, but I know what's best for me. And it's like, if you just get it, you'll be fine with right. it. It's like we convince
you're
ourselves
good
that we have to have
living with
it.
Your choice once you've made that
yes,
choice.
Yes, once you've made it.
And
yeah.
and the fries look good on that menu. They don't look as good on your hips and thighs, ladies. I'm sorry. Now that salad.
Yeah.
It's going to look much better when you're kicking it for the summer at your little cookouts and such.
Now,
right?
let me ask you this. Are you a salad eater? Do you like to eat salads?
I like to eat salads. I don't personally feel that people should resort to, I'm going to eat is salads because I want to lose weight.
Right. That's the worst.
You know what I'm saying? Get your protein in, people. Mix it up. Get those whole grains. But yeah, I like salads. One restaurant I go to when I'm in a rush is Salada. It's dope. I mean, they got salads or wraps. That's your options.
Okay.
So now you can get a few different types of salads. You can do the all spinach. You can do the all romaine. Or you can
good.
Do what they call spring mix. It's
a
got a bunch
of
different types of green leafy vegetables.
Yeah.
That's what I go for.
And what about dressing? What are you putting on dressing-wise?
I do ginger lime vinaigrette. Now, vinaigrette is a good option because it's not going to be that chunky, fatty substance like ranch dressing.
Yeah, ranch is just fat.
Just a good thing to take into account here and to think about is that what you eat, how it looks on that plate is how it's going to look on your body.
Oof.
Have a look at the ranch dressing. Have a look at the mayonnaise.
Woo!
And then go back and look at something solid like, say, for example, chicken breast.
Yeah.
It's a lean, well-defined shape.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to look like on your physique.
Man.
So I'll go with the mixed greens. I'll get my chicken breast, and I like the ginger lime vinaigrette on top of that.
All right.
Throw in some sun-dried tomatoes, cucumber, broccoli,
yes.
a couple of veggies.
Yes. All right. Well, very good. All right. So I want people to follow you on Twitter because I reckon after people hear this interview, they're going to want to maybe ask you some more questions.
Yes.
And maybe even find out a little bit more about Phil Rich and their campaign to help get people eating healthy and living a healthier lifestyle. Look, if Paul Wall can do it. We got Bun.
That's right.
You know, eating better.
Paul is down 170 pounds.
Woo! Wee!
Slim Thug is down. You know what? I don't know the exact number. But I want to say last time we talked, he said he was down about 65 pounds.
Yeah, his head has gotten bigger, but his body has definitely gotten smaller.
So Paul Wall's wife is down 40 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Can
Bun
I tell
B's
you?
Bun B's wife looks like she could be in his videos. You
I'm
know?
Saying
great.
Everybody is looking good. Everybody is healthy. Everybody is trying to tell you that this is the way to be, especially if you want to live a longer life, people. Come on. Like, you know, at some point you gotta get yourself going and then it'll come natural, right?
That's real. Yeah.
All right. So at Terry the Trainer, that's T-E-R-R-Y.
Yes.
The Trainer.
That's right.
On Twitter. Make sure that you check them out. And people can go to the Feel Rich website too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You can go to feelrich.com. That's where you can get a lot of the media work that I'm doing. So a lot of the articles, the video blogs, and it's all real simple. We take the complex ideas in fitness and nutrition, we make them simple. We're trying to make it accessible to you so every kid in the hood can be fit too.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be for the people that are affording expensive imported goods at some hoity-toity health store. We're doing this for y'all.
Right. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Terry. We appreciate you.
Thank you.